Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Monaco and Saudi Arabia's joint passion for super yachts and coastal sustainability. At the 2024 Monaco Yacht Show, Mohammed Al Nasser, CEO of the Saudi Red Sea Authority, SRSA, shared insights on SRSA's role in shaping the future of coastal tourism along the Red Sea. Monaco could not have been a better place to communicate this goal of sustainable coastal tourism the Saudi Red Sea Authority is aiming for. HSH Prince Albert II of Monaco and Christiane Curavican officially started the Ocean Alliance, OACMSOS, in 2013. This organization pioneered the White Flag International Movement. The friendship between the head of state of Monaco, Prince Albert II, and Croatian world champion diver Christiane Curavac has led heads of state from around the globe to raise the white flag on their beaches. The white flag is more than an excellent tourism promotion, it may save coastlines from plastic pollution and assist island economies in prospering worldwide. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia rapidly became a global leader in sustainable tourism. The Saudi Red Sea Authority pioneered many aspects of sustainable coastal tourism at the Monaco Yacht Show, and its emerging world tourism destination is becoming a world-class superyacht tourism dream destination in Saudi Arabia's Red Sea region. At the 2024 Monaco Yacht Show, Mohammed Al Nasser, CEO of the Saudi Red Sea Authority, SRSA, shared insights on SRSA's role in shaping the future of coastal tourism along the Red Sea in Saudi Arabia. Established in 2021, the Saudi Red Sea Authority is a key pillar in Saudi Arabia's broader national tourism strategy. It is a fundamental part of Saudi Vision 2030, which aims to diversify the nation's economy beyond oil and gas. Unlocking the Red Sea's potential. Al Nasser emphasized that the Red Sea, long an untapped treasure, is being transformed into a global destination for luxury superyacht tourism. "We are on a mission to make the Red Sea available for superyachts while ensuring sustainability," he said. SRSA is committed to positioning the region on the world stage, offering exclusive and pristine experiences while preserving the environment. Regulating a unique region. Regulating the Red Sea's more than 1,800-kilometer coastline, known for its rich biodiversity and cultural heritage, presents unique challenges. Al Nasser highlighted the importance of collaboration with the superyacht industry and adopting global best practices. "We have the advantage of being able to innovate and not merely replicate other destinations," he remarked, underscoring SRSA's commitment to creating a one-of-a-kind experience that caters specifically to luxury travelers. A destination for the superyacht community. For the superyacht community, the Red Sea is rapidly becoming a hotspot. The region will soon unveil its first marina designed exclusively for superyachts, with more facilities set to follow annually. Every year, superyacht visitors will discover new products and destinations in the Red Sea, Al Nasser explained, highlighting the area's untouched beauty and immense potential for exclusive luxury tourism. Sustainability at the core. Sustainability is central to SRSA's vision for the Red Sea, and Al Nasser acknowledged the support the superyacht community has shown in embracing environmental sustainability. From installing marine buoys to protect coral reefs to regulating speed limits in areas with marine wildlife, SRSA is implementing measures to ensure the coexistence of luxury tourism and environmental preservation. "The coexistence of superyachting and the environment is going to be a very healthy and innovative approach," he noted, signaling SRSA's dedication to regenerative tourism. Building a strong industry presence. This year marks SRSA's third appearance at the Monaco Yacht Show, and Al Nasser emphasized the importance of this event in learning and networking with industry leaders. "We are here not to compete but to complement," he stated, positioning the Red Sea as a winter destination for superyachts after the Mediterranean season ends. Exciting future initiatives. Al Nasser shared that the Red Sea will witness significant developments over the coming years. New marinas, destinations, and initiatives will continue to roll out, with quarterly announcements planned to showcase the region's growing appeal as a global luxury destination. eTurbonews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.